What's good? Welcome back to Isis's World. I'm your host, Isis Grant, and today we are going to get into how I have matured, the obstacles I've had to overcome, and my best memories. So stay tuned because it's going to be a roller coaster of emotions. So most of the time when I first meet people, they'll ask me, you know, the typical question, how old are you? And I'll answer with, I'm 13 years old, about to turn 14 in April or whatever. And they'll say their age, but they immediately go into shock. And I know why, because I mean, I'm super tall. I'm like 5'8". And most of the time they only think I'm 15 years old, but I'm really just 13. Another question that I get way too often is how am I so mature at 13? And I honestly don't know what to tell you. I mean, I guess it's just the obstacles and the things that I've seen in my life, quote unquote, like just growing up. Because like at the beginning of sixth grade year, I was super, super duper 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 playful. And like, I almost never took things seriously. Like, it was crazy. But I mean, I made great grades and I excelled in track, but I was super goofy. And I was totally an extrovert. Like, I was always outgoing, talking loud, like just saying whatever was on my mind. And now if you like see me in the halls, you'll think like I'm almost standoffish and like antisocial, and it comes off like I'm an introvert, but I promise you I'm not. And now my friends would say like I'm still an extrovert, but I'm really, really not. Right now at 13 years old, I am more closed off to people and I prefer to be serious almost 24/7. And I know at times I can be goofy and playful, but I realized growing like through my middle school years that not everyone is our friends, and you can't always depend on others to help you, because when they finally turn on you, you will feel so, so hurt, and it sucks. It sucks, guys. But if you don't put yourself in that position, then I feel like you can never get hurt. So the next topic that we're going to talk about is successes and the triumphs I've had to overcome. As you may know, to reach success, you're going to have like various setbacks. And being a student athlete, you're going to have multiple setbacks. And it's going to feel like the setbacks are always overweighing the proud moments. For example, in the summer of 2018, I had a very serious back injury. It felt like I could almost not bend down, like to grab a pencil off the floor, because it would hurt my lower back so much. And as you know, probably, well, you may or may not know, in track, you need to have a strong back so that you have a strong support system to run fast. So it was the last week in summer, and every year, the last week of summer, last week of July, we go to a Junior Olympics, and it's for all the elite athletes in the United States to compete, but you have to make it. There are certain qualifiers and rounds, and my back injury happened to be right before the Junior Olympics, and it sucked. It sucked. I wanted to cry. I just didn't know what to do. My thoughts and let that carry me through the race. Once I began running and I heard the gun go off, I immediately wasn't even thinking about how bad my back was hurting. But best believe that I totally felt it afterwards. To wrap this episode up, I'm going to talk about some of my best memories regarding school life. So at school, I am the captain of the cheer squad. I really like this job because I love to help others when they don't know what to do. It's kind of being an advisor for people, but not really, because I don't want all that pressure. I have been on the cheer team for 2 years and captain for one of those 2 years. But through those years, they made me come out of that shell that I created, like I said before. I was now able to have trust for others and be able to like believe them maybe when I was doubting them. In addition to those memories I made with the cheer team, I also made so many fun memories with the track team. I was in my seventh grade year, my second year at Flat Rock, and I made so many new acquaintances that later became friends that now I don't know what I would do without them. I called them my acquaintances before because I feel like people rush into the term friends, and when you do that, you might be setting yourself up for, I won't say failure, but more setbacks. And by not giving them that title yet, you have something for both of you all to work for and achieve. The best memory that I made with the track team, though, was the night of county championships. And this was probably the best night because we all were laughing and playing together, and we were just having a super, super great time. That's it for me, guys. The moral of the story today is know when to play and know when to be serious, because if you don't, there will be bad outcomes for you. Be successful and be great. And just love yourself and have fun.